morning, guys, at State Grid Brazil. Today is Wednesday, August 12, 2020, a very important day in the history of Brazilian popular culture. It was the foundation of the first samba school in Rio de Janeiro. Almost a century ago, in Estácio, Deixa Falar was born. It was an association that lasted only 3 years and, curiously, never paraded as a samba school. But Deixa Falar was the first to be called a samba school. And that was in 1928.
Se você jurar que me tem amor, eu posso me regenerar.
There are curious versions for this story. At the same time, revelers enjoyed carnival in Praça 11, near the headquarters of Deixa Falar. There was a normal school in the square. Then one of its founders, the singer and composer Ismael Silva, said, "If there is a school for teachers there, there might well be a school for samba here." The fact is that the term samba school caught on. The members of Deixa Falar also introduced cuica to samba. And invented the floor tom. Estácio de Sá is considered the successor of Deixa Falar by IFAN, the National Historical Artistic Heritage Institute. In its theme for the 2010 Carnival, Estácio paid tribute to its ancestors. Today, what started as a joke with the creation of Deixa Falar became the professional carnival of Rio de Janeiro. To prepare the annual festival, a lot of planning is required, with the involvement of technicians from different areas. Safety standards are also essential for the parades to happen with no problems. Without values such as professionalism and safety, the greatest show on earth, as carnival in Rio is known, would not be so great. And it's precisely for the safety of revelers and the audience that the party in 2021 made change. The Independent League of Samba Schools intends to decide the best date for the next year's parade in September. Everything will depend on a vaccine against COVID-19. Botafogo turns 116 today. In 1904, the club was born under the name Electro, created by students age 14 and 15. About a month later, the grandmother of one of the boys did not like the name and said, "Now, living where you live, the club can only be called Botafogo." The club was renamed, and years later, it also merged with Botafogo Yacht Club. But this is a story we told here on July the 1st. Do you want to listen to it again? Just visit our campaign website. And with the sound of the birthday boy Mark Knopfler, leader of the British band Dire Straits, let's congratulate our colleague from Rio, Maria Carolina Silva, from the Operation Division, who also celebrates her birthday today. Tomorrow, Márcio Gaioso and Israel Medeiros will celebrate their birthday. Best wishes to all of you. Tomorrow, don't miss our Coffee Break Tips. The podcast will be back on Friday. Thank you for listening. All the content of the Your Energy's Essential campaign is on our website, www.sgcomvc.com.br. This podcast is a special production for all employees of State Grid Brazil. To the local line,